From time to time, we do have to break from our normal programming and give you a special update when it concerns one of our regular podcasts. Yesterday was the first day of school, and we had a couple hiccups with the transportation. So I wanted to do a special bulletin this just in with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. Good morning, Mr. Jennings.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. So I know yesterday was the first day of school, and as with almost every first day of school known to man, there were a couple hiccups with the busing system. I saw the news say that there were drivers but no buses. I saw there were buses and no drivers. Tell me what's going on.
So there were drivers, and there was not enough buses. So what happens about a week before school starts is the state comes in and inspects buses, and if they aren't passed, they take the buses down. They're not drivable. So we've been working on getting those buses fixed, which is part of the reason why we bought new buses with some of our COVID relief money, because some of our buses are old. So
that's part
of the problem. So we had about about 10 drivers, and we have about 12 to 15 buses that were offline. So 10 drivers available, but about 12 to 15 buses that were offline. So yesterday what happened was we had to double up the routes. So there were some drivers who had to drive two routes, which caused a delay in the morning and caused delays in the afternoon. And there were some issues in the afternoon. And I can tell you, and anybody who called, we tried our best to answer all those calls. I was down there myself answering calls to make sure that we got everybody home. I drove students home with someone else with me in the car to make sure that the students got home safely. And I think that our students, parents from Youngstown and everywhere else, you have to realize we don't just drive Youngstown City School students. We also are responsible for charter and parochial school students as well.
Right, right. So I did know that,
So when we double up a route, we're not only doubling up routes for Youngstown, we're also doubling up routes for our Catholic schools, our parochial schools, and any other specialty schools for students who live in our district. We're provided by law. We are required by law to provide transportation. It's something that we're going to continue to work on. We're going to have to work on it. It's going to be a little messed up this morning, but today, this afternoon, this evening, we should have about five more buses up, which is going to kind of relieve everything. But we've been working on those buses this morning and working on them, you know, all the way up until the afternoon to make sure we can get some more buses online.
Okay, because I do know that a lot of parents were like, oh my God, what's going on? I can't, you know, my kid isn't here. I don't know where my baby is. And some of the children were coming home on different buses. So that makes sense. You know, when you said they had to double up and they had to do all these changes, it makes sense that the child didn't come home on the bus that they were supposed to come home on, because that driver probably was the same driver, but that driver had to double up on all of its routes, not just Youngstown City School routes.
Correct. And because some of those buses are offline, some of the buses that when you went online, I made an announcement on Sunday, when you went online to look for their number, it may not be the same number that they're taking right now. So those are the buses they're going to eventually have. But right now, because of some of those buses being down, those numbers may not be correct. So we're still working on some other ones as well, because there's some students, it depends on when they enrolled, whether they even got a bus assignment, because some students, like I was in buildings yesterday, and some students were just coming up to enroll. So it normally takes 3 days for you to get in the system in order to be assigned a bus.
All right. So before I let you go, give the parents of Youngstown City School Scholars your parting words.
Well, like I said before, there's still going to be some hiccups in the road. And because we have staggered start times, like for instance, before we started, we talked about this. We have preschoolers who may go to school with somebody in elementary, but preschool doesn't start till 9:15. So if you have a preschooler and you have somebody in a scholar in the third grade, they can't necessarily ride the bus at the same time, because by law, when we have a preschooler, there has to be somebody certified to watch them there, and you have to be certified to do it. You can't have anybody watch them. So that's the reason why those times are staggered and they can't go at the same time. We are working with City Kids Care and also some of our EAs for if we do have students who need to come in early, we have coverage. So in the next couple of weeks, that'll be there as well. So, I mean, this is the beginning of school. So the bus system in all over the country in any district is not perfect. So we're going to work on it, and we're going to do our best to make sure we get it right within the next couple of days and within the next week and get going so we can have it perfect. Or awesome. Next to perfect, there's always some hiccups.
All right. So we thank you so much for setting that straight for us and giving us an update on what's going on. Thank you so much, Mr. Jennings.
Thank you. Have a good one.
If you have a family member or a friend who has a child in Youngstown City School who rides the bus, please make sure that they listen to this special broadcast podcast to make sure that they are up to date on what's going on. We will keep you up to date as more changes become available.